Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon, your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. I hope that you enjoyed this beautiful day that the Almighty had created and His Son, Yeshua, Jesus. We know that we are in the days now, my dear brothers and sisters. We are in the last days, and we need to have a closer relationship to know the Almighty and His Son, Yeshua, or Jesus. Today, I will go into the book of Isaiah, the 43rd verse, chapter, starting at the 19th verse. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Behold means look. And truly, I thank God for His word. Then I'm going to Isaiah, starting at the 44th chapter, starting at the 6th verse. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who, as I, shall call, and shall not declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming, and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told you from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witness. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Then I'm going into, and I thank God, I'll continue on in the book of the 44th chapter. And I truly thank God for His word. Remember, and it's starting at the 21st, remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee, thou art my servant. O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and He that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreads abroad the earth by myself. And truly, I thank God for His word today, the Almighty. We need to know the Lord more than ever before, Yeshua. And that's why the word of God is waking us up for us to get to know Him. See, sometimes we rely on our pastors and our teachers, and I truly thank God for the pastor and the person who teach the word of God. But you need to know the word of God for yourself. And that's why the Lord say in the book of Isaiah, behold, I will do a new thing. I mean, look, I'm going to do a new thing. Behold means look. He will let us know, look, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. What he mean it shall spring forth? It means that he's going to raise a people who will understand His word and get deeper into the knowledge of His word. They will rely on His word more than ever before. Then they will take the word precept to precept, line per line, to understand the mystery of the word of God, to understand the depth and the deepness and the meat of the word of God. That's why we, as a people of God, praise God, we need to get deeper and rooted more into the word of God. We need to know God's word for ourselves. And that's the reason I say, you know, we thank God for the pastors are doing what they're supposed to do in teaching you the word of God. That's when you, as a member of a ministry, thank God, you in going to a Bible class or whatever, you need to bring a pen and a pencil and you need a, while you sitting down, while the pastor give you a scripture, while the teacher give you a scripture, whoever is up in front of you try to share the word of God, you need to write down things in your pad and go home and read it for yourself with the word of God. Because when that day come, the pastor, yes, he is responsible for giving you the food that you need for your spiritual man. Yes, it is his responsibility or her responsibility to give you the word of God. Whether whoever I say is in front of you who's sharing the word of God, they need to get to give you what you need. But it is your responsibility to know that word, to go home and read the word of God for yourself. Because when that day comes, when you stand before the Almighty in the judgment day on the throne, in front of him, he's not going to look to the pastor. He's going to be looking at you and want to find out, what are you doing with his word? Are you meditating on his word? Are you dissecting his word? Are you obeying his word and keeping his commandment? This is what the Lord is looking for. Yeshua, Yahweh, thank God, the Almighty. This is what he's looking for you to really obey his word. Because this is what you have to do. So we can't look to the pastor and the teacher. Yes, they got responsibility. But you as a member, a disciple, are you a saint, praise God, you are responsible to know the word for yourself. Now, let's move on. Knowing God's word. And I just read. Now, I'm going to read again in Isaiah, the 44th chapter, starting at the 6th verse. Thus says the Lord, Yeshua, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Well, and the word and the scripture is connected to the book of Revelation, where Jesus say, I'm Alpha and Omega, I'm the beginning and the ending. Well, praise God, they were talking about Almighty was showing us of how his son going to be. And truly we thank God for it. For Jesus, Yeshua, and teaching us what we need to know in his word. He is our Redeemer right now. Yeshua is our Redeemer right now. In teaching us what we need to know about him and the Almighty. And who, as I shall call and shall declare it, set in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people. And the things that are coming shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witness. See, we got to be witness of what the Lord is about to take place. What Yeshua is going to take place. And we need to be the witness and understanding of his word. We should not be afraid to tell people what they need to know. Yes, you're going to be going through some persecution. And a lot of times people don't want to go through persecution. They don't want to lose no friend when it comes to the truth. Well, the truth will make you free. Look at what Yeshua, Jesus, had to go through in his time while he was on this earth. He's not worried about what man going to do unto him, because he know he was spared for that moment. He was spared for that. He had to be the Lamb of God. He had to be the ransom one. He had to be the one to be crucified. He had to be the one to sacrifice his body, soul, and spirit, that we as a people be delivered out of the hands of the enemy. So we need to really get down into the word. That's why I say precept to precept, line per line. We got to take the old compared with the new and the new with the old, because they connected together. So Jesus, while he was on this earth, he had to keep the commandments that were contained in the Old Testament as well in the New Testament. That's the reason why we, praise God, as a people, we need to know how to connect the Word of God so that the Lord will give you a revelation, will show you the mystery, as Paul say, brother, I will not have you be ignorant, but the Lord will show you a mystery pertaining to His Word. And so every Sunday, or every Bible study, or even on prayer night, people should have revelation of what the Lord is showing them. They should be have revelation to share among the congregation, let them know how the outcome going to be in the time that we are living in. And that's why we as a church, we need to wake up and realize that the Lord God, the Almighty, is not playing anymore. He's not going to put up any excuses. It's time that we need to wake up and realize that the Lord is coming back. And so we truly thank God. Now, let me move on. And I thank God on that same chapter, and it started at the 21st verse. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee, thou art my servant. O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. What did Israel say? What did the Lord say to Israel? To Isaiah. He was telling him what the Lord was saying, that I have formed you. He has formed a people who will honor His word, who will use His word from precept to precept, line per line. He was using His people to know who He is, the Almighty, to know who He is and what He is now today. And really, we need to really know the Lord than ever before. Yeshua, Jesus, the Almighty. We need to know who is and what He is. And that's why He said, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. We should be forgotten of what? His word. His word. My dear brothers and sisters, His word. His stature. His commandment. His ordinance. He wants us to understand His word more than ever before. And then I want to say, for thus say the Lord, thy Redeemer, and He that formed from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone, that spreads abroad the earth by Himself. So the Almighty want us to know that He do exist, that He is real, and He is for us. He come for His people through His Son Jesus Christ for us to come into that place. And now, I will go before thee and take the crooked place straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut it asunder, and the bar of iron. So now, my brothers and sisters, we need to get to know the Lord. Now today, we as a people need to get rooted in the Word of God. May God bless you and may God keep you. Remember His Word.
You have been listening to the Rosa Sharon broadcast with Pastor Joyce Crankfield and Outreach Ministry of the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, located at 4609 North US 1 in Fort Pierce, Florida. I hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our morning worship service. For more information and directions, please call 772-242-1718. If you have questions about today's program or would like to contact Pastor Joyce, please write to Joyce Crankfield, Rosa Sharon, P.O. Box 3821, Fort Pierce, Florida 34948, or by email at jcrankfield88@comcast.net. Our number again is 772-242-1718.